Whether you're looking for a side hustle or a ready-to-build six-figure business, each week on this podcast, I'm going to give you the tips and tricks you need to launch a successful notary career with less than $500 that you can grow as big as you can dream. Come along on the journey with me, LaShawn Jenkins, as I share my own personal stories of launching a lucrative notary career in hopes of inspiring you to do the same. Sit back, click on the link in our bio for our free guide, and pay attention, because the road to financial freedom starts right now.
All right. So, I don't like that. Hold on. How y'all doing? It's been a minute, huh? It's too hot. I'm like this tall. It's a little bit better. So, hey, everyone. Let me know if y'all can hear me okay. Well, let me see. My Wi-Fi is acting a little slow. Let's see what's going on here. But thank you all. I know we have some people waiting. I can see in the comments where a lot of people are from. Okay, cool. That's good. Okay, y'all can hear me perfect. Good. So, in case anybody doesn't know who I am, my name is LaShawn Jenkins with another institution, and I coach and I mentor notary signing agents on starting their notary signing agent business. But today's live is going to be about is we're actually going to interview a person who is the owner of a signing company. And we're going to have a discussion about, you know, how can you as a notary, you know, get started with building your own little team of notaries, or essentially, you know, a signing service. Let me move this because I forgot I put a new camera on, so I got to get used to this one. So let's see who all here, who's excited. We did start a little early, so I told Mr. Gary to take his time to get here. We did definitely start early. Let's see. We got Sheena, finally caught you live. Thank you, sis. Thank you. All right. Emperor's, is that how I say it? Okay. Ms. Boykin, how you doing? From Pennsylvania. Elma, if I'm saying it right. Sharon. So how many people on here actually have an interest in starting a signing company? I'm just kind of curious. How many people will want to actually start one? Alabama. Hey, Demetria, how you doing? Did you see my YouTube? My Instagram. I was on Instagram and did a little announcement. Hey, Miss Sandra, how you doing? Houston, Texas. So Neverland Films. Oh, how you doing, Gary? Neverland Films said that they want to start a signing company. Who's this? Soraya, if I'm not mistaken. She wants to start one. Oh, we got a lot of people that want to start one. Well, for everyone that's want to start one, you are in the right place. We're going to speak with someone who has, you know, made that transition as a notary, you know, to start a signing service. And I won't get into it. Let me make sure. Here he is. How you doing, Mr. Gary? Can you hear me?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Oh, perfect. Today is perfect. Everything just went great just now.
That's great.
Absolutely. But I was just here, you know, talking with some people about, you know, who actually wants to start a signing service. And we got a lot of people here that's motivated and wanting to start. Before I get into asking your questions, listen, start the process. All I have to do. Okay, so Machina is still interested. Okay. So, Mr. Gary, would you please tell everyone, you know, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, where you're located at, and also, you know, what do you do?
Okay. Thank you for having me on, first of all. My name is Gary Pierre Lewis. The name of my company is GPL Mobile Notary Services. I own a multi-service notary company where I own a signing service company. I also do general notary myself from time to time. I also do loan signing services as well. I'm here in New Jersey. I'm primarily located with my signing service company both in New Jersey and New York. I'm looking to expand in other states. And now I'm looking to put out a book this fall, which I'm pretty excited about.
Oh.
And I'll reveal the name of the book pretty soon.
Okay, that's juicy. That's interesting. So really, I want to kind of get into my first question. Ms. Teresa, thank you for being here, Mr. Gary. You know, thank you for taking the time out your day. And also, Ms. Teresa said thank you. So what inspired you to actually, you know, make that transition and actually starting a signing company? Because prior, really used to just do general notary work and that's it. But what made you actually take that leap and actually start a signing company?
That's a good question. My background outside of doing notary work, I've been doing notary work on and off for 10 years. Now I'm now pretty solid and for the last 5 years. But I have a background in financial services. I've been in the banking industry for over 15 years as a manager, assistant manager in the mortgage end in different capacities. What pretty much interested in me in getting into finally opened up a signing service company is that I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. My father and mother were both entrepreneurs. And by the time I was like 21, I seen them in and out of probably a handful of different businesses. So, I wanted to be like them, you know, mm-hmm. So I shared that same sense of passion that they did for entrepreneurship, you know, and my father got me involved in business very early. Right. So I pretty much would say I was like, I had those in my blood, you know, and as I got older, I wanted to start a consulting company, you know, and I actually went through the process of getting it incorporated, all of that good stuff, got a bank account, But where I got stuck is I just didn't know what the business would be. So it was like, you want to consult, but consult on what? You know, and I just got stuck there because it, for me, it's like I wanted to help people, but I just didn't know what bridge would get me there and how it would get there to ultimately shape where I'm at now. So how I got started was I got my house refinanced in 2017, and there was a loan signing service closer that came to my house, and at the time I didn't even know what they did or exactly what their routine was, but what I seen was I saw that she was very professional. She went over the documents that I seen from the banking side for over the last 10 years. I didn't know that they had notaries go out and do this kind of work. So now I'm firsthand seeing this. So I'm firsthand seeing somebody that's coming in there 45 minutes probably tops. Goes over some basic documents, sign, 45 minutes in and out, and I'm looking at her fee on that sheet. I said, wow, the light bulb went off in my head. And I said to myself, you know, I could do this. You know, this will be the bridge to get me to where I want to go, you know? And that's where I was getting stuck, because sometimes you think the business has to be the dream, but the business could be the conduit that gets you to where you want to go, you know? And for me, when I seen her do that, I was like, okay, this is going to be the path that takes me to open up the signing service company. So I learned the business from the ground up. I did hundreds of general notary work. You know, I did thousands of loan signings. I made myself a master in the basics. And then once I became a master in the basics, then now I was stuck with, okay, I have this 9-to-5, but I want to make this bigger, right? I want to create a company out of it. But there was nothing out there, no literature. There was no how do you start your signing service company book. There was nothing really you could find on Google. So I literally had to just jump in there and figure it out, you know, and COVID happened, and that sped up that process. And what I mean by sped up that process is before COVID, I maybe had one or two people on my team, and I was kind of just feeling things out and seeing what worked, seeing what didn't work, seeing what systems I wanted to use, what I didn't want to use. And COVID sped it right on up, because now I had the choice of saying, okay, I now have these two people. I want to give them work. How do I do this? You know, so I really just took the bull by the horns, started marketing pretty heavy, started creating my own team, and really just now building it out to where it is now, where it's a team of pretty much 15 to 20 in New York, 15 to 20 in New Jersey. And the rest of the system, you know.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty good. But, you know, you say a really valid point. And as business owners, you know, we always got to be thinking, you know, how can we really grow and scale our business to the next level so that we can survive, you know, and I guess disasters, that what they call them, you know, because just imagine if you you just had to go out and do assignments. You really couldn't do that many assignments because you work. But because you have a signing service, you know, that is basically, you know, another stream of income, but it's scaling your business towards, though, you may not be able to go out, but other people can, but you could still actually make money, you know?
Exactly. So I was pretty blessed to have that opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. So I know we kind of already talked about it, I guess, a little bit, but what's one obstacle that you say that you have faced, you know, with starting your signing service?
One?
I mean, I know you had a lot of them. I mean, I guess like one that just really, you know, stands out in your mind, you know.
I mean, as a signing service owner, you're responsible for every facet of the signing service company, which is marketing, accounting, bookkeeping, you know, hiring, firing, everything. So when you're responsible for all those aspects of the business, a lot could go wrong, but a lot could go well. And I mean, if I had to say one example is, you know, you're in the people's business, right? So you're as good as anybody on your team. There's nobody bigger than the team. So one person could compromise a whole relationship for you. So if I had a relationship, you know, that I went out there and I marketed and I grew that business, and now I put a closer on that opportunity because they gave me an assignment, and now this closer totally drops the ball, you know, where they left a bad taste in that scheduler's mouth, in that title company's mouth. Now that compromises my business. not only does it compromise my business, that compromises my ability to get jobs to other notaries on my team. So I would say that if there was one, it's really managing that piece and really making sure that I really, when I'm hiring, I'm looking for the right people.
Qualified people, absolutely.
But one, no, there's a lot, you know, and really just have to, like, you know, fail forward with it, learn as you go.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, especially when if a notary dropped the ball with the documents, you know, and that's something that's really out of your control, you know. And that one notary can mess it up, not only for you, but they actually mess it up for every notary, you know, in their area, you know.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Oh, go for it.
So I had a notary. I was just opening up to New York. I was pretty excited about it, you know. But again, you know, when you're building relationships and trying out new notaries, the only way you know what they could do is by trying them out. You know, and I had this one notary that, you know, said that she's, you know, she's very good, resume read well. You know, I went through my process of interviewing her. Everything seemed like a go. I let the companies that I was doing business with currently let them know that, hey, you know, I'm now doing New York. So I was anticipating that volume with the New York business coming through. Got the first opportunity. She says, oh, Gary, can you have an assignment for you? I forget exactly what borough was in, but she said it was in New York, and I said, great, yeah, I have somebody for you. So you know, I plugged her in. Long story short, she said she was able to do it. She corresponded with the title company, and then she gave me a call prior to the closing, had a couple of questions, answered it for her, didn't hear from her since, right? I gave her a call, you know, because she was newer on my team, just was kind of giving her a call, wanting to say, like, you know, how did everything go? Good. You know, and she just wasn't returning the calls. You know, a day or two goes by, the title company is saying to me, well, Gary never received a package. I'm giving her a call, asking her where this package is. Doesn't answer any of the phone calls. Long story short, there was never a package sent, apparently. And when I get, I left her a couple of messages, and I guess she sent over a envelope that had nothing in it. Right to the title.
Oh, company. Wow. Oh, okay.
Right. So the title company's like, we finally got the package, but there's nothing in it. I said, what? There's nothing in the packet? They said, nothing's in the packet. And I said, wow. And then you could understand how that went from there.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to figure out how can you mail an empty package, but okay.
Yeah, I guess she felt like she wanted to send something, you know, but it was nothing in the packet. You know, that was bad. That's a bad reflection on what that looks. But so things like that could happen. So you really want to, as a signing service owner, really, you know, like I said, I can't say it again. You're as good as your team. You want to basically make sure you're taking the time to hire quality people because they're a good reflection of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that means everyone on here that's a notary, you know, you want to make sure that you are, you know, being the best notary that you can be. Because like Mrs. Gary said, everything's a team. So what you do don't just affect you, affect everybody around you. But I kind of want to get into it. Some people, you know, have their gripes, you know, about filing companies, slow pay, low pay, no assignments. I don't know, all kinds of gripes. So what is one myth that you would like to kind of debunk about signing services or being a signing service owner?
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are certain signing service companies that are slow pay, low pay, right? But there are a lot that aren't, right? I pride myself in being one of them. As a business owner, you could set the structure and the pay of what you want to pay your notaries. You know, depending on what platform you use, you could set that. Even if you're not on the platforms, you could set that. So it all depends on the business structure that you're looking to have. I mean, some people have, some of the signing service companies have higher overhead. So, and it may not necessarily be the fact that they're looking to pay the notaries lower, but, you know, in order for them to do business, this is what they need to pay out the notary, right? So, but I mean, for myself, I tend to pay on a higher end. I tend to market and look for the higher paying title companies or signing service companies. My theory is that, you know, in order to attract quality notaries, I need to have a structure that makes sense for that. So I make sure I'm fishing for those relationships. That's my job.
Right. And we got two questions here. So Mr. Sidney Smith, so how do you feel about people like Sidney Smith? He's a person, he does not do signing companies at all. Like he says, I don't deal with middlemen, signing services, period. Oh, I don't deal with no middlemen signing services. And there's a lot of people that's anti-signing services just because of, you know, they feel like they, you know, they want the max amount of pay. And then also, too, with the slow pay sometimes with some of the companies.
Right. You know, it sounded like you had, thank you for that that share. It sounded like you had a couple of bad experiences with some signing service companies, you know, and that's his experience. You know, there are, again, I'm not talking for any for every signing service company out there. There are some that are slow pay, low pay, and all of that other good stuff. But again, you know, it's all in how you want to set up your, even as a loan signing agent, you know, do you want to diversify the way you get paid? Do you want to get paid simply by just targeting title relationships? Or do you want to diversify that and look for signing service companies as well, too? And if you are looking for signing service companies, you don't have to limit yourself to ones that pay low. Find ones that don't pay as low. You know, it's all how you want to put together your framework of how you want to get paid. So for me, if I'm a loan signing agent and I have a signing service company that wants to pay me, let's say $100 on a deal, $125 on a deal, right? And it makes sense for my budget. Why not do that job? But you at the end of the day, you got to do what makes sense for your pockets.
Absolutely. So, Ms. Sharon, I do see your question about, are you going to get into Ron? So I know we got some more other questions, but I guess she's asking, are you going to make Ron assignments? Or I think that's what she's asking. Or do you get Ron assignments? Oh.
Yeah. Eventually I'm going to do that. I don't think you can really move away from that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was the question. If Ms. Sharon is not, let me know. We got Mr. Sidney on his rant today. What's this? I've been in the game for 18 years. I predate the, he using all these words, a middleman signing service. Okay, well, you know what? To be honest, you know, I personally believe that every notary and every business owner should have a balance, you know, between their clientele. You know, I don't believe that everyone, you know, you should only have signing service companies you work with and only title company. I believe that you should have a balance, you know, because anything could happen to a client. You could drop the ball, like you just never know. You never know what situation you could be in. And you don't want to be in a situation where you put all your eggs in one basket and then that one basket just disappeared and you don't have nothing. So that's what I truly believe, that every business owner should be thinking about, you know, long-term things, you know, not just instantly and what somebody, you know, the instant gratification. And that's just how I kind of feel, you know, about the whole signing services. I love them. I don't really, it's not that deep for me, you know. I just learned that if a signing company doesn't pay a certain way, you can just move on to someone else that do.
But you know what I think it is? Sometimes it could be we're overcomplicating it, right? We could be overcomplicating it. I mean, essentially, we're just another vehicle to give you business. You know, does it make sense for your price points? Yes, no. If it does, here's the job. You know, just another vehicle to give you more money. So that's all it is.
Okay. Well, we have more questions, but I'm gonna go into the other questions that we had. So I'm not sure whose name this is, but. I will answer your question at the end. And also, Ms. Yvonne, we will answer your questions at the end. Or actually, we probably won't get into it about signing services, about setting one up. So let's see. I already asked over you. So I guess give us a basic overview about, you know, what is the signing service and exactly like what are some of your roles and your responsibilities that you take on having a signing company?
You wear multiple hats. Let me just first start off with what a signing service company is, right? A signing service company essentially is a broker. You're a connector. You're connecting the jobs to the people, right? So my main job is really just to find where the business is, create those relationships that's going to give me the business so I could give the notary signing agents business to close. You know, they get paid. they get paid their fee and that's it. You know, as a signing service company owner, you know, you're dealing with the accounting aspect of it. You know, you're dealing with the marketing. You're looking for people. If you don't have schedulers, you are the scheduler. You know, in the beginning, you may not be able to afford to hire schedulers. So, you know, you're doing a lot of that yourself. But mainly, the main job of a signing service owner, you're a relationship builder. You know, first and foremost, you're a relationship builder. That's all you're doing. You're building relationships with your team. You're building relationships with the people that can give you the business.
Absolutely. So did you use like the relationships that you already have had, you know, as working as a notary to get title companies to work with your signing company?
Yeah, I mean, and I've been in the banking industry for a decade, right? So it's just all building up your Rolodex, you know, building up your relationship, building up your team. So absolutely.
Okay, and also, you know, why should a notary actually even get into, you know, looking into actually building a team of notaries or a signing company?
What was that question?
Why should a notary begin to actually build a team of notaries? You know, why should they actually start a signing company?
You know, in my book, I have, because to me that question is more so.
Well, you can get like one reason why, I guess. You know, why would a notary even want to really start a team of notaries, or should they actually even think about starting, you know, a signing company, you know, in that area? Because I mean, you can have a national signing company or just a local one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're passionate about building teams, right? If you're passionate about managing relationships, this is definitely a job that you'd want to take on. Because, like I said, my main job, I mean, I wear different hats. My main job really is managing relationships. So I'm passionate about managing relationships. I'm passionate about helping people. I've had the luxury of having people that change over careers from being in the real estate business and now becoming a notary closer. You know, to working part time to not working full time. You know, you're traveling through, and I'm traveling through these different people's journeys. You know, and to me that's exciting. You know, I'm seeing people going through their journeys, and that's definitely exciting for me, and that's why I love doing what I do. So I hope that answers that.
Oh yeah, that was a great answer. That was a great answer. So another question is, I mean, we don't got to get too much detail into this, but, you know, kind of like, what is the profit, you know, in starting a signing service? And, well, what would your profit be? And then also, is there a huge, like, startup cost just to start a signing service?
I guess to answer that question fairly, in general, you know, to get into the notary business is not a lot of overhead, you know? You know, you need your stamp to get started. You know, there's a couple different fees. You know, some stationary equipment stuff of that sort. But it's the same holds true when you're owning a signing service company. Yeah, you need to have carry about $1 million E&O insurance. You know, but that's still not very costly. The costs are very minimal. You know, one time cost. Okay. And it's not very expensive at all. And as far as the structure and how you get paid, It's all up to you and your structure on how you want to set everything up with your subcontractors. It could be your percentages and on how you pay them could be as little or as high as you like. But again, if you're in the business of, you know, making sure you want quality notaries, you want to make sure that percentage is a little bit higher.
Right, absolutely, and it's all about the quality. Let's see. I think I got something on there. No, I didn't. All right. And this is the last, well, not the last question, but before we get into, you know, talking about the book that you have created, I would also like to know, you know, what is one thing that a notary can do right now to maybe just start the process of becoming a signing service owner?
Jump in, you know, I didn't have much content to go off of when I first got started. I liken it to like a cold pool, right? You know, nobody wants to jump into a cold pool, but you know, once you jump into that cold pool, your body gets used to it, right? You know, mm-hmm. so just jump, So just jump in, you know, and then you'll figure the rest out. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to take a leap.
And also, guys, make sure you start building relationships. That's key. That is key. You want to start building relationships as soon as you start your business. You know, as soon as you know that you are going to be a business owner, you just need to start building relationships right then and there.
And honestly, LaShawn, like, you know, I mean, to double down on that piece, like, you, if you're great at building relationships, all these other aspects of the business that I'm talking about right now, you can fall flat in your face with a lot of them, but still be very successful in this business and have a chance. Because again, the biggest part of this business is the relationships and managing those relationships.
Absolutely. So, Ms. Shamar, I know we're gonna answer like some of the I'm not gonna say miscellaneous questions, but some of the other questions we are gonna answer them like a little bit at the end, because I do want to give Mr. Gary enough time to discuss, you know, what he has created, you know, for people who are interested in really starting a signing service. Because like he said, there was no information out there for him, and he kind of just had to figure it out on his own type of thing. So tell us about, you know, your product, the book that you have for us.
So so you were asking me what got me started, and I have a chapter in a book called What's Your Superpower, right? And in this chapter, it kind of just dives into, like, you know, what's your why, right? Because I feel like, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have all these skills. You know, I'm a lifetime financial services guy, you know, sales and marketing. You know, different people have different journeys, and you may have a lot of skills that you may be underutilizing, that you may want to use, these gifts, these skills, and do it, and create something that's yours, and use these skills to grow a business that you feel passionate and proud about, you know. But if you're not utilizing these skills, you may not even know you have them. You know, there was a lot of skills that I had, and there's some stuff I didn't know how to do, but I found out. But there's a lot of skills that I had that I wouldn't have even known I had unless I really just dived into this thing. So in this chapter, What's Your Superpower, it really just challenges. And again, this book is for everybody, right? It's for the entrepreneur. It's for the dreamer. It's for the part-timer. It's for the full-timer. You know, I started this company full-time, you know, and now I'm still working full-time, but doing this full-time. I work from home now, have the ability to do it. But yeah, and What's Your Superpower, it really talks to people from all walks of town on just tapping into what's your passion, what's your gifts. You know, we all have one, you know, and just challenge you to horn in on that and maybe create something that's yours that you can feel proud about. So in that chapter, I really go into that.
Okay, so what is the title? I don't know if I missed it or not. What is the title of the book? Did I miss the title?
No, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, okay.
So you know, I mentioned that there was no information out there. So what I did, I called the name of the book, Signing Service Secrets Revealed, because now that I found out what I found out, I want to share that with everybody else and tell you what I found out in secrets and reveal those secrets to the public and just walk you through my journey. But again, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a signing service company that you're looking to start. It's any company. But I speak to that notary community and tell them how to start a loan signing service company. But it reads for anybody looking to start any company.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get the motivation in there too, because you're a motivational speaker too. Or did I read something else? Did I read the wrong thing?
No, I like to be motivated. You know, so I'm always throwing out. I'm always throwing out those positive quotes. But I'm a business coach. I'm a business coach, business consultant, mentor. You can find me on LinkedIn at Gary P. Lewis. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at GPL Mobile Notary Services.
Okay, I'm going to put your information in here. Actually, I thought I had it up here, but I'm going to put it up here. But so I guess what type of information in your book that you feel like can benefit anyone that's actually, what can they benefit from your book? Because I would say notary, but you say anybody can really get started with this.
Right. So why I say that, what they could benefit is this, you know, what you don't know, you're scared of sometimes, right? And you know, that's why, you know, some people think, like, you know, success is a secret, but it's no secret. You know, All you really need to do is find out the system to be successful. And in my book, you know, I create the framework and I describe what this what system I built to be successful in this space. You know, and because I figured out what the system was, the system built success for me within the signing service industry.
So oh, wow.
So in the book, I go over, you know, step by step, you know, getting yourself incorporated, the steps on how to do that. I go into how you could, the fee structures, how you could get your subcontractor set up, you know, contracts. I go over all of this stuff. But again, I dive into the systems that are out there that could really help anybody, any industry, really be successful in whatever the endeavor is.
Oh, I'm gonna need me a copy when it comes out because I need to start something in my area.
But the book is work. You know, this author journey is a new journey for me. It's work.
Oh, okay. So what kind of when is your release date for the book? I don't think I've seen that, or you don't have a date yet.
No date yet. Just if you subscribe on my website is www.gplmobilenotaryservices.com. You know, you can subscribe for my news list. And what I'll do is I'll update you on when that comes out. I'll also give you certain branding techniques if you're looking to get branded. Sneak book reveals of the chapter, you know, and also I'll release the book, show you what the book cover looks like, and also some other fun, good stuff.
Absolutely. And then, too, yeah,
follow me on the social media as well.
That's what I was going to say, follow you on Instagram, because on Instagram, you kind of show your story of, you know, creating this book, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. I'm walking, literally is real time, me walking everybody through my journey on my LinkedIn, on my Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely, but I'm actually excited about this book, to be honest, because I don't see any information out there, you know, like that, you know, really going over the systems needed, you know, to actually get started, you know, with the signing service. You know, I didn't even think about that, but I kind of wanted to get into some of these questions, just some of them that some people had asked earlier. So that wasn't the first one. So, all right. So I know this, I mean, this probably don't pertain to you, don't matter, but you know, this person really wants to know why do sign services tend to take 30 days or more to pet? My kind of answer.
Was that?
I have one answer for it, but.
What was that?
But my answer is because every signing company, it's all about how they run their books, to be honest. And when they're running their books, they want to make sure that, you know, the money is right. It looks right. It's adding up right. So they have certain days that they will pay out on, you know, for their assignment, depending on like when it falls in. I look at it like a pay period, you know, type of thing. And sometimes it depends on when you fall in on that pay period. Normally, tall companies do pay on the same day, but you don't know what they have that relationship with that title company. That title company, they may have a different payment arrangement with them, you know. So that is honestly why it takes days. It just depends on the payroll, you know, how accounting runs. But what is your take on it? Because you are a signing service owner.
No, it's literally as simple as that. You know, and again, you know, if you're not getting paid by the title company, you know, you don't have the funds to pay out for the closer. So it all depends on when they get paid out and when you can issue out that check and what systems you have in play. You know, you can pay out weekly, you can pay out monthly, depends on when your payout schedule is.
And it was another question on here. I guess Miss Yvonne, she would like to know, how do you set up the service? I guess I'm assuming like what kind of tools do you use to run the signing service? She's asking about website and the platform. So I guess if somebody technology wise, I guess wanted to start it, what would they need? I know a website for sure.
Yeah. There's platforms out there like SnapDocs that facilitate, you know, companies like mine to look for notaries and to secure business. You know, they're signingorder.com as well. another platform that, you know, you could use that allows you to do this business as well. I got started, I guess, unconventionally. I didn't use either one of those platforms. I created my own system. Yeah, I didn't use either one of them. I created my own systems. I do talk about that in the book as well. I'll just dive in right there with one that I use. I use virtual assistants, right? And you could do research, find different virtual assistant companies, or, you know, a virtual assistant person, you know. And a lot of the times of these virtual assistant companies, they have technology and they have systems in place that could help you facilitate and do the same thing that Signing Order and SnapDocs does. So you just got to really find out what works for you. But in the book, I do discuss the different systems that I use outside the Signing Order and SnapDocs, virtual assistants being one of them.
Okay, that's like a new wave too. So someone, Ms. Sharon, I should say, she asked, do you have someone taking care of your accounting, taxes, financing, or do you handle this important part of your operation, and how do you find a good accountant?
All right, a good accountant. you know what? It's trial and
error. Referrals. I've dealt with referrals for stuff like that. I try to find people that I know and trust that can refer, you know, a good person. You know, especially because sometimes people could look good online, but that don't mean that they're going to be good for you. So I'd rather hear from personal experience or someone that uses that. What was her? Did we answer all her questions?
Yeah, you know, she was just like, I think she mentioned about the different, what do you have to do? You know, you're handling accounting, you're handling marketing. Yes, I do take all of that on right now currently, you know, but you need a team, right? And I use virtual assistants. They help me a lot with their technology, what they have in place. I use a lot of their technology, a lot of their apps to facilitate this business for myself. So yes, I do take on a lot, but I do outsource some business as well. You know, ideally in this space, you know, the more schedules you have, the better. You know, as the CEO of your signing service company, you want to be just grabbing relationships, new business. And really looking for new relationships. So the more that you're able to detach yourself from what makes the business run as far as the accounting and the marketing, the more you're able to put people on that, and the more you're able to just find the relationships, the better off you'll be. But you run at your own pace.
Absolutely. And you know what, to be honest, I believe that in any business that people start, I believe that people should start off with doing a lot of the stuff, so that way when you are hiring people, you know what you're hiring them to do. Because sometimes someone could look good on black and white. You know, someone can write a whole, you know, like even at the call centers. I was working at a call center, and a lot of them are doing away with the script. Because, I mean, the script, you know how it is. It's very basic, and they don't really fit all situations, especially, you know, people are talking a certain way. But I say that people really need to be more hands-on. So that way, you know, when you start outsourcing and hiring people, you know exactly what you want them to do. The only thing they should be doing is enhancing what you're already doing, but you will know exactly what they're supposed to do. You will know something's messed up. You probably know how to fix it, but it is very important for everyone to, like, at least learn the processes of your business. And then as, you know, tasks build up, then you start, you know, outsourcing different things to relieve that.
Right. And that's why, like, you know, when I first got started, I really wanted to master the business first. I really wanted to master being a great loan signing closer first. I wanted to master doing general notary work. So now when I'm in this space now, outsourcing this kind of work and subcontracting for this kind of work, I know what I'm doing. I mean, and even with accounting, I mean, I feel like a CPA, you know, account receivables, all of that stuff. You know, you just get good with, you get better with it with time, with reps.
Absolutely. And who's this? I think this is not really a question for you, but I don't want to ignore no one's question, but they ask, are there any signing companies that pay sooner? I mean, to be honest, I don't know. You know, every signing company has a thing that they do. It just depends on when the signing is done. Like, I know one point in time, T-Mills were paying on the 1st and the 15th, just depending on when I did the assignment or when I get paid, you know. So to be honest, we couldn't answer that question. I mean, to be honest, you know what, this is another thing. Sometimes we just got to set things for what they are. And to be honest, a lot of sauna companies, it's going to at least be 30 days. Some of them, a good sauna company I'm not even going to say a good sauna company. I guess someone who they do their accounting might be 14 days. But most sauna companies, honestly, are going to pay you 30 days. And, you know, I feel like sometimes we just have to accept that. And if that's not something you want to accept, you necessarily don't have to work with the sauna company. You know, you can just figure out something else to do. Focus on general notary work or focus on what the sauna company do in building relationships to get your own direct business or something, you know. But sauna companies are going to take at least 30 days to pay. I don't know about that, Sydney. I've been letting you make it in these comments. I don't know about that one. But that's pretty much it. I don't want to go in because Sydney, I don't know what he got going on. But Ms. Pierre, we appreciate you coming on, inspiring notaries on how, you know, they can actually get started with the signing service, giving us a background about how you got started. But before you go, can you give us your contact information? Tell us, you know, how people can reach out to you. I know you said you had your signing company. You're more than welcome. So it's so funny. I literally about to say it to someone that, do you take on new notaries? So you can inform people how they can get started, you know, with your signing company.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes, I'm taking on new notaries. I'm always looking for great new people, and very hungry notaries. But yeah, you can find me on my website at www.gplmobilenotary.com.
But do you want to talk about your signing service for Mr. Gary or no?
In what aspect?
I guess just telling people because they're asking questions right now. Hold on. I don't know. Did my computer freeze? What's going on here? Hold on. I feel like it just froze. Okay. So, like someone asked, you know, I guess they want to know what states you take your notaries at. You know, just an overview about your company, how they can get started.
I mentioned earlier that I'm in New York and New Jersey right now. I'm looking into other platforms that would allow me to go all across the country. I'm going to have a very strategic approach in how I go about doing this. There'll be more on this soon. But I'm very excited of what's going to be happening towards the later end of the year. So yeah, if you're a notary and you're interested in signing up with me, please hit me up on any of my social media handles, LinkedIn. You can find me at Gary, Gary, last name Pierre Louis. Most people pronounce it Pierre Louis. PIERRE-LOUIS. And on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at GPL Mobile Notary Services. But always looking for great people. So yeah, please hit me up if you're looking to get started.
Okay, so I did put that information here in the chat, and it's on the screen because I know how you doing, Miss Evie. She asked to repeat it, but here's just some positive comments. She said, Miss Evie said, I'm proud of him for the motivation. Thank you for having him. Here's DMV. How you doing, Bree? Let's see. All right. So I believe that's it. So Mr. Gary, thank you for coming on. Everybody, we're going to wrap this up. But the replay will be available. Mr. Gary is looking forward to hopefully hiring some qualified notaries, but also, you know, stay tuned for his book that he has coming out. That's, you know, starting a sign of service. And as soon as the book comes out, make sure you let me know so we can put it out there to the people, send the email out so everyone can, you know, have access to the book that you have coming out.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. But everyone, y'all have a good night. Toodles.